for you. Come on, fly with me. Let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear all the angels cheer, because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so very near, you might even hear a whole gang of cheers, just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day. You just say those words and we'll take our birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon. Oh, babe, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away. Pack a small bag.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to my Marianne's Italian Hour. 203-661-5051 is our number. How are you guys doing? How's everything going? Yes, it's Lent. It's a beautiful time of year. We fast for days, 40 days before the beautiful Lord, the most holiest day of the year when the Lord has risen. So my husband's coming on with a nice shrimp recipe in honor of, you know, fasting on Fridays for Lent. Although my mother still fasts on Wednesdays and Fridays. That's just what she does. That's what her parents did. And so I just, her and I do that. And it's a great thing. So I had when I came into work this morning, I had a few phone calls. And two phone calls, one from Carmela and one from Josephine. Josephine was in Greenwich, Carmela from Portchester. And they asked me to play the song, The Perfect Melody. The Perfect Symphony, excuse me. So I want to play that for Josephine. Thank you for sending me the message. And Carmela, thank you so much. I'm honored you listen to my show, and I appreciate it from both of you. So I'm going to play that song for them right now, okay? It's called The Perfect Melody, Perfect Symphony, and it's by Ed Sheeran, and he does a duet with Andrea Bocelli. So here we go. Enjoy it, everyone. Thank you for calling me.
I found a love for me. Well, darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Well, darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes, you're holding my mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms. To our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it. Darling, you look perfect tonight.
Sei la mia donna, la forza delle onde del mare. Cogli i miei sogni, i miei segreti, molto di più. Spero che un giorno l'amore che ci ha accompagnato diventi casa, la mia famiglia, diventi noi. E siamo sempre bambini, ma nulla è impossibile.
And when you see the video, how beautiful he's singing, and his son right next to him. It's absolutely beautiful. Now, this song I'm dedicating
if
to my mother.
I had my way, dear.
It's for you, Mom.
Forever there'd be a garden of roses for you and for me. A thousand and one things, dear, I would do just for you, just for you, just for you. If I had my way, you would never grow. And sunshine I'd bring every day. You would reign all alone, like a queen on a throne. If I had
Mr. Bing Crosby, that's from my mom. She loves that song. I know she's singing it, and I know she's crying. So you don't have to cry, Ma. That's for you, and we love you. We love you very, very much. Okay, we'll take a quick break now. Thank you, Bob Small, for bringing those songs to me. Excuse me. Without him, I wouldn't have the songs. So thank you so much, Bob Small, The Wind Beneath My Wing. I'm Marianne DeLuca Melillo DeFelice, and we'll be right back with my husband, Steve, with a nice shrimp recipe. So please don't touch that dial. 1490WGCH.com and WGCH.com anywhere.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler for today with highs 45 to 50. A mostly clear, chilly night tonight, lows 25 to 30. Sunshine for tomorrow, highs 40 to 45. Becoming mostly sunny for the day on Monday, lower 40s. Mostly sunny again on Tuesday, 40 to 45. Another mostly sunny day on Wednesday, middle 40s, and partly sunny Thursday with a few isolated showers, highs around 50. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
This is Rick Hansen of Granch Library. Join us at the Koskov Library on Saturday, March 23rd, from 2 to 3 p.m. for a wildlife and local creatures presentation. The month of March brings the start of a new season, and we begin to see much more wildlife. So get ready for the end of hibernation and join us at the Koskov Library to learn more about wildlife recovery efforts in Connecticut and beyond. Jim Knox is a zoologist and the Connecticut Beardsley Zoo's curator of education. He'll talk about his work with species survival plans and wild species reintroductions. Learn how Fairfield County residents just like you can become involved with recovery efforts. Registration is now open. This is a program for all ages and families. Join us at the Koskov Library on Saturday, March 23rd, from 2 to 3 p.m. Please call 622-7910 if you have any questions. Make a point to visit Granch Library. We'll help you find what you're looking for. I'm Rick Hansen of Granch Library on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just a beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-sized bed. I couldn't feel any better or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick.
Gotta love Dean Martin. You have to love them all. That's just a great song. Let's welcome to the show someone special to me. Hi, hon.
Honey!
What are you doing?
Honey, did I want that to be my wedding song?
Yes, you did. Ain't that a kick in the head? And if I knew then what I know now, it would have been our wedding song. Trust me. Ain't that a kick in the head?
Do you know?
How are you, hon?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. So it's Lent.
Oh, wow. You got my, did you?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I got all the information from CVD. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I wasn't planning on doing pasta with it, but that's sacrilege not to do pasta with shrimp. So it's...
So what are we making? What are we making today?
I'm thinking linguine with shrimp scampi.
Nice.
How does that sound?
Nice for Lent. Delicious.
Can't beat that with a stick.
There you go. All right, so shrimp scampi. Janet actually had that the other night.
You can't go wrong.
No.
It's light. Who doesn't love shrimp? Anyway.
I love shrimp. Okay. Okay. So, how are we going to make it?
Well, you need shrimp. I would use the biggest that I can because it's the tastiest. But if you can get whatever you can get and you like using, it's what you like. It's not what I like.
Okay, so the largest shrimp are the tastiest.
If you can, but whatever works best for you.
All right, so you know how I'm a little ADD. Wait a minute. But the smallest clams are the tastiest. Am I right?
Well, they're the tenderest, the smallest clams.
Oh, they're the tenderest. Okay.
So it's a whole different world.
That's right.
There's no tender or anything.
All right.
Shrimp is tender, no matter what.
Well, so you get the largest shrimp you could find. Okay.
Or what's ever best.
All right.
All right. Get the stuff that's on sale. Hey. Anyway, I would start off with a little bit of vegetable oil, a tablespoon of kosher salt.
Kosher salt?
Plus another half teaspoon of kosher salt, which you want to add for your recipe.
So how much?
Wait a minute. Let me finish.
All right.
But the tablespoon you want to use for your pasta water. So a tablespoon into the pasta water and a half a teaspoon for the recipe.
Okay. One half a teaspoon for the recipe, a tablespoon of salt in the pasta water. Okay.
And
I got
about
peace.
a pound of linguine. And then in the pot, in your frying pan, I would do 3 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 2.5 tablespoons of your best olive oil, 1.5 tablespoons
now
of minced garlic.
Wait, Zip, excuse me. You use olive oil or extra virgin?
Whatever one you use, but the better, the tastier. Extra virgin is probably the tastiest olive oil ever.
Spoons, okay. EVOO. Okay.
1.5 tablespoons of minced garlic or 4 chopped up cloves of garlic.
Now, Steve, you know you use more than that.
Well, I'm trying to keep it
normal.
You could triple that for me, but it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what I like.
So a half a tablespoon? What is this?
No. 1.5 tablespoons of minced garlic. That comes out to be roughly 4 large cloves of garlic. You could do less or more depending on your taste. All right. A pound of large shrimp. That equals to about maybe 16 shrimp peeled and deveined. Now, you could do that or you could buy it like that, depending on where you buy your shrimp. 1/4 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper.
I'm sorry, that was my son. Go ahead.
1/3 cup of chopped fresh flat-leaf parsley, fresh.
Yeah, but you could put a whole cup if you want, right?
Put whatever works.
Okay.
There's never too much parsley. Never.
Okay.
1/2 lemon. Zest. 1/2 lemon zest grated.
Oh.
1/4 cup of freshly squeezed lemon juice. That's roughly the juice of 2 lemons. 1/4 lemon thinly sliced, half rounds. That goes on top of the dish. And my favorite, of course, an eighth of a teaspoon of hot red pepper flakes. Combine all those ingredients, cook your pasta the way you like it, and pour that shrimp on top of that linguine.
Oh, man, wow. Does that sound so good.
Wow.
And, of course, your grated cheese, if you like it. Some people like it with, some people like it without. But I love my, I live on Pecorino Romano cheese, my most favorite grated cheese in the whole wide world. I don't buy it grated. I buy it solid, and I grate it fresh when I use it. It lasts longer that way because it's so expensive.
Okay.
How was that?
Wow, Steve, that sounds delicious. And, you know, Steve, this is perfect. Again, it's for Lent. You know, you don't eat the meat on Friday, but you have a nice, delicious meal. I mean, that's great.
Oh, yeah, we got to think of what's coming up, and that's important, too, of course. That's more important than anything.
And last night, my sister friend out there, my girlfriend Cindy, they got pizza last night. She said that the pizza place in Stamford on Highbridge Road was, people were out the door.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, that's good pizza up there.
Plus, it's a Friday night in Lent, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Gosh, Steve, this sounds delicious. But really, excuse me, you can double it, right?
Yeah, you do what you like. Yeah, those are for people that need to follow a recipe.
Right.
You could deviate any way you want in the realm of that recipe. You can go more, you can go less. Recipes are just a guide. Always remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds you of what needs to go in there. You could alleviate what goes in there, too. It's still going in your stomach.
Right.
So you got to do what's best for you. And if there's something on that list that doesn't work for you, you got to do the following.
Oh, this sounds so good. Now I want it tonight. Well, tomorrow, we're celebrating my daughter's birthday. She's going to be 35 on Wednesday, which is March 20th, the first day of spring. And she wants a chicken parm. That's what she wants.
She deserves it. She's the best.
Isn't she great? Thank you.
She is absolutely, absolutely the best.
So I'm going to, so she goes to me, Ma, let's talk about the chicken parm. She said, is Grandma making it or Steve? So I said, no, I think I'm going to make it. She goes, come on, Ma. It's my birthday. I absolutely hate her.
She loves you dearly. Nobody loves her more than you.
That's right. But anyway, Steve, so this sounds like a great recipe, and I will have copies on my desk, and if you want them, leave a message, and I will send them to you next week. No question about it. So how's your day so far?
Well, I had an appointment coming in, so that's a good thing.
It's a beautiful
day.
And
it's starting to warm up again, so now maybe it'll be busier.
Good. All right, dear. Well, I thank you for the recipe, and I will see you later.
Thank you.
And you have a good day, and good luck today.
God bless you, too.
And Steve, one question. How is Sal?
He's good? Sal's good.
Tell him we all said hello from the radio.
I will absolutely tell Sal, everybody from the radio.
Said hello. Thank you.
All right.
Bye, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My husband, Stephen Anthony DeFelice. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back. Anybody else want to tell me what they're eating during Lent? Something different? 203-661-5051. And you know what? Tell me again, what's your favorite toppings on pizza? This is such a pizza month now because actually a pizza month and a half because Easter's late this year. I think it's April 21st, is it? So 203-661-5051. Anyone wants to win an eyelash, a set of eyelashes? Anyone wants to win a wash and blow dry? Anyone wants to win some money off a dinner? 203-661-5051. Let's go right to the phones, okay? Good morning. Welcome to Marianne's Italian Hour.
Hey, Marianne.
Yes.
Sister-in-law.
Jocelyn Russo.
Yay, I'm not on on the radio, right?
You are on the radio, yes.
Oh, okay, goodbye.
Wait a minute, say hello to me.
Hi, Marianne, I heard you in Steve's voice. I went, I know that voice, it was Steve.
How's my beautiful Jocelyn, how you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. I just came back from the gym. Oh, my God.
How was that, sis? Did you work
out?
Working out.
How'd you do?
Did you build up a sweat?
Do I like it? No, I don't like it.
I know. But you know,
do what you gotta do.
Josh, as we get a little bit older in life, I think it's very important, you know?
I know, it is.
You know, this
is my dear.
This is Jocelyn Russo, and she is my sister-in-law. And she's about 90 pounds soaking wet. And she is like a little Barbie doll. She's absolutely adorable.
Oh,
adorable.
Stop.
And she's so sweet. So, Josh, I haven't seen you in the paper store.
No, I know.
I
gotta get over there.
Come Thursday. No.
Thursday's not good for me.
Okay, come whenever you want.
What other day?
No, that's it this week. Imagine.
Okay, maybe next week.
It's just been.
I got to do a couple things.
Okay, and how are the twins? How's your grandkids?
Good. I was with them yesterday and the day before. They're wonderful. Thank you for asking.
They're so cute. God bless them.
Getting big.
I know. You want to freeze them, right?
They'll probably come and sleep over. Yeah, they'll probably come and sleep over tonight with us.
Oh, tell Stacy.
Just love them.
Oh my God! Tell Stacy, Joe, and Anthony. Tell them all I said hello.
I will. And tell your daughter happy birthday.
Thank you, Josh. That's Wednesday. We're going to celebrate it tomorrow.
Oh, how nice.
Thank you.
All right, I'll let you go because I don't like, you know.
Wait a minute,
give me a call when you can.
I'm so excited that you called the show.
I didn't know I was on the show. I just said, let me give her a call and say, hey, Marianne.
I love you.
I recognize Steve's voice. I went, I know that voice.
I'll call you after the show, okay?
All right.
Love you, Joss. Love you, honey.
You too, honey.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. She's a doll. Okay, 203-661-5051. We'll take a quick break. 1490WGCH.com. 1490WGCH.com. Anywhere.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler for today with highs 45 to 50. A mostly clear, chilly night tonight. Lows 25 to 30. Sunshine for tomorrow. Highs 40 to 45. Becoming mostly sunny for the day on Monday, lower 40s. Mostly sunny again on Tuesday, 40 to 45. Another mostly sunny day on Wednesday, middle 40s. And partly sunny Thursday with a few isolated showers, highs around 50. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
Hi, I'm radio host and food writer Kate of Intoxicate.com. If you're always on the hunt for the new local hotspot, tune into my show, Fork This with Intoxicate, Tuesday evenings at 6 p.m. I'll be chatting with local chefs, cookbook authors, mixologists, brewmasters, and more, everything to tantalize those taste buds. Tune in to Fork This with Intoxicate every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. on 1490 WGCH.
WGCH. I know. This is really an old one. It's Bing Crosby.
How would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Rude.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food.
He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and and be better off than you are. Rooted.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book.
To fool the people is his only thought.
And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. New kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star. You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. The same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, well, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the bop type refrain. I'm sure that if I heard even one riff, 'twould bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick, yes, I get a kick, yes, I get a kick out of you.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler for today with highs 45 to 50. A mostly clear, chilly night tonight, lows 25 to 30. Sunshine for tomorrow, highs 40 to 45. Becoming mostly sunny for the day on Monday, lower 40s. Mostly sunny again on Tuesday, 40 to 45. Another mostly sunny day on Wednesday, middle 40s. And partly sunny Thursday with a few isolated showers, highs around 50. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
Tune into Holistic Healthline every Sunday morning at 8 for 2 hours of talk on the cutting edge of alternative and conventional medicine. Hosts Drs. Peter and Jane Jansen keep you up to date on the latest natural treatments and most effective supplements utilized in integrative medicine. Holistic Healthline is where you get 2 hours of the very best advice and information in natural medicine. Every Sunday morning at 8 on 1490 WGCH.
Welcome back, everybody. Hi, I'm Marianne, 203-661-5051. So what do you eat during Lent? Call me and tell me. Tell me what you eat during Lent. Some people, you know, they say, I believe it's after 65, you don't have to abstain, but we don't, and I don't know, in our family, we don't do that. Well, who's that? It's my mother. Ma, I'll call you back. I'm on the air, okay, honey?
Thank you.
Love you. Thank you, she says. What was I saying? My mother still abstains at 94 because that's just how she was raised. And she said, Marianne, I can't just stop doing it. It's not the right thing for me. It's not the normal thing for me. And she abstained Wednesdays and Fridays. And I eat with my mother every night. So whatever she abstains, I do the same thing. And it's fine. It's good. It's something that we do. I gave up eating in between meals. And I'm trying to do one kind deed for someone every day throughout Lent. I'm trying to do that. It's just important to me. I don't know. Some people give up things. Some people don't. And again, after a certain age, as it says, you know, the priest says you don't, you know, you're abstained from that. But it's hard to do something, you know, when you're doing it all your life and then all of a sudden at a certain age you're abstained. It's hard to get back into that groove, I think, anyway. So tell me what your pizza topping's favorite. What is it? What did I just see the other night? I saw a Reuben. Corned beef, cheese. I don't know. But I saw a Reuben pizza and I was like, I don't know if I could do that. Just like an Hawaiian pizza with the pineapple. I don't know if I could do that. Pizza has to be a little bit more Italian for me, although I do like to go out on a limb sometimes. I would taste it, but I don't think it would be one of my favorites. So what is your? Well, tell me what your favorite topping is, and I'll send you a gift of your choice. 203-661-5051.
Let's see what we're doing here. Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart
keep saying my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charms. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I've found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charms. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for. Someone like you.
Isn't that absolutely beautiful? Mr. Dean Martin, Dino Martino, what a beautiful song, and how beautiful he sings that. Let's go right to the phone and talk to Mrs. Soda Santi. Hello, Mrs. Soda Santi.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you, hon. Thank you.
Everybody's well.
Thank God. Yes, everyone's well.
Your mom and all.
My mom is very well, yes.
Wonderful.
Yes, thank you very much. She's well. Now, Mrs. Soda Santi.
Yes.
What do you like on pizza?
I love sausage and mushrooms.
Oh, you like that, huh?
Oh.
That sounds delicious. Do you like pepper, too? Sausage, pepper, and mushroom, or no?
Pardon?
Do you like sausage, pepper, and mushroom, or just sausage and mushroom?
I just like sausage and mushroom.
And I bet you could eat a couple good pieces, right?
Yes.
What are you doing today?
What am I doing today? I'm waiting for some guests to come in, and they want to make a visit, so I'm going to have company today.
Isn't that nice?
And tomorrow we are going out for corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. That's
so
wonderful.
I have a busy weekend.
So listen, you have a good weekend.
I will.
How's David?
Oh, he's great.
Good. You have to give
They're doing well.
They're doing well, thank God. And give him my best, okay?
I sure will.
And thank you for calling. Now,
you're well. I enjoy your show very much.
Well, thank
you. Especially that you're playing all the Italian songs.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Solisanti.
Okay,
and I'll be in touch with you.
Have a great weekend.
And I'll be in touch with you during the week, okay?
Definitely.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye, bye-bye. So, thank you, Mrs. Solisanti, for calling. So this next caller, I haven't spoken to him. I don't know how long it's been. He's a wonderful guy. His name is Christopher Sims. Christopher Sims is like the photographer of Greenwich, Connecticut. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning to you.
How are you? How are you?
It's wonderful. I'm doing okay for a young man.
For a young...
Yeah, I am.
You sound...
I love listening to your show.
I can't hear you, Christopher. I can't hear you.
Oh, I say I love listening to your show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's so nice of you. I couldn't hear you. And what have you been doing?
It's just photography. We have a lot of different things going on. So it's too busy.
I'm so sorry. I can't hear you well.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'm on a Bluetooth. I'm out here. I'm at recycling center, believe it or not.
Where are you?
Recycling center in Greenwich.
Oh, okay, sure.
Let me turn up my volume. Maybe that's the problem. Sometimes it has a mind of its own, you know?
Oh, they do. I think they're...
There we go.
Okay, much better.
Can you hear me better?
Yes, I can.
I'm sorry.
No,
no. My volume was down.
So what have you been doing, Christopher? I haven't heard from you. I haven't talked to you in ages.
Well, you know, photography, and I sell on eBay. I just do a lot of different things and keeping up with the family. My son's getting married in May.
Oh, congratulations. That's wonderful.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
And how are the twins?
The twins are fine. One's at Greenwich High School teaching special ed. And the other one is teaching in New York City schools.
And I can't hear you. What is she doing?
One of my twins, Shelby, is teaching at the high school.
Wow.
Special ed. And my other twin is teaching in New York City.
Oh my God, that's wonderful. Oh, how proud you must be. You must be. What an honor.
They're doing well.
Thank God. That's wonderful. Well. That's so wonderful.
Yes.
And you're doing well.
I'm doing well, too. Yep. Thank you very much. And I love listening to Steve and the food thing.
Oh, Steve.
I love shrimp.
I love shrimp, too.
I love it.
That's, you know.
And ShopRite is a great place to go. I love that store out there.
ShopRite.
Okay, Stanford.
ShopRite is a great store. In fact, that's where I got my shrimp.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've gotten shrimp up there, too.
You know?
All the stores are great. But I love the food that, you know, you can get up there, the hot food. You get food up there.
Yes.
I want to choose.
Sometimes.
But I want to share with you with my pizza, what I love on it.
See, I'm glad.
I love kind of a Hawaiian pizza. Got to be pineapple, bacon, mushrooms, maybe some Italian sausage, broccoli for sure. You got to have your vegetables.
Right. So true. Know?
And, that's kind of my thing.
Well, listen, you have a wonderful day. Call again, please.
I will.
And it's so nice to hear your voice, Christopher. Thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you for being there and doing your program. I love it.
Thank you so much,
best
Christopher.
Best to Steve, okay?
I sure will. Thank you. And my best to the twins, okay?
I will, Marianne.
Thank you, dear. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Just a nice guy. I mean, he was at all the Greenwich Christmas, the window decorating contest. He was always at the chamber events for the Christmas decorating contest, and I took all the pictures, and I used to see him all the time. I haven't seen him in so long. My gosh. It's unbelievable. Time is up. Okay, 203-661-5051. 203-661-5051. So it's sad. You know, the show's almost over. It does go by so quickly. Next week, hopefully, my guest will be Attorney James Daugherty, because he is very, very instrumental in the St. Patrick's Day Parade here in Greenwich, Connecticut, which will be held a week from tomorrow. A week from Sunday will be the Greenwich St. Patrick's Day Parade. And I'm dedicating this song to my brother, Charlie. Charlie would have been 65 on Wednesday. And we are 13 months apart. I'm older. And he was the best. We did everything together. He always was with my friends and his friends, and we were just so close. And I miss him dearly. So I will send this to I'm dedicating this song to my brother Charlie. I love you, Charlie, in heaven.
We meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you used to do, till the blue skies chase the dark clouds far away. So won't you please say hello to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know, as you saw me go, I was singing this song.
don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Oh, music, maestro, please. To the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know, as you saw me go, I was singing this song, singing this song. We'll meet again, don't know.
Dedicated to my brother Charlie DeLuca. Thank you all for tuning in. I love you.
Hope, signing off.
And never waste that opportunity to tell someone you love them.